It's Sam Darnold's stat line. Oh, my God.
His offensive line's blocked for him. It's that simple.
Yeah, and he's got wide receivers and get open as well.
Oh, don't.
No, no, mate. It's the most. It's so obvious.
I'm going to say something right now. Listen, I'm going to say something right now. This is an instant reaction to this game, not to the season. This game we haven't lost because we haven't got wide receivers.
No,
that's
not the reason
we've lost this game. No, it's the offensive line. They haven't blocked anybody all game.
They haven't, but wide receivers haven't gotten open too much either. I mean, it's a combination of both.
I haven't had the time. Michael Thomas wouldn't have been able to have helped us in this game.
I disagree with you on that one.
Well, we're going to have an interesting conversation in the next 5 minutes then.
It's just, in general, I just think that is an absolute glaring hole that we have just ignored.
I don't recall you mentioning it last Sunday.
Because we won and we ran the ball all the time.
Well, what receivers got to do with that?
Because we didn't use them. Really, what's the odds of Kenny Steele's being promoted to the active roster next week?
Oh, Kenny Steele's going to fucking save the day. We don't have any other wide fucking receivers.
Wide receiver. Thank you. Wide receiver. It's like a fucking stuck record.
A bit like our wide receivers.
I'm going to lose my shit with you. I'm going to warn you in advance.
Do it, because it's right? Bullshit. We've
I'm going to put it this way. If we were in the same room, there would be violence.
This is what the instant reaction is all about.
But
the instant reaction today should not be about fucking wide receivers.
I mean, it's got to be a little bit about it.
A little bit.
But that's not the reason we lost today.
No, I'm not saying it's the reason we lost.
It doesn't need to be fucking talked about today. Jesus Christ. No, it doesn't. If it's not the reason we lost this game today, instant reaction doesn't need to be talked about.
Save it for the show. It's coming.
So,
This one's going to be a tough edit for whoever has to edit this one.
Non-instant reaction, James. Are you happy with our receiving core?
When Michael Thomas comes back, we will have a good wide receiver core.
How about that? We're talking about this game.
He said non-instant. He said non-instant reaction.
Oh, non-instant reaction. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck you, Scott.
Good evening. Well, hello, Hoolat Nation, and welcome to the Instant Reaction Show, the 2-point conversion on the Dome Patrol United Network. The Saints crash a defeat 26-7. Joining me to discuss it this evening, James Baker. James, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, Ben.
That's probably the best it's going to get. Scott, how you doing?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Shit, that's what you say. Wes, welcome to the show. How you doing? Yeah.
Sucks as much in my world as everybody else's.
Jason, does it suck?
I can say it kind of sucks. I am not all right, but I'm probably about 5.5, so fuck it. Ooh. You know? Hey, we're still sitting here 1-1. At the beginning of the year, I'd have taken it. I'll at least say that.
Oh, that's first positive spin of the night.
May be the only positive thing I have to say about tonight, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of negatives, so let me throw out at least something positive. At 1-1 after week 2, you know, could be worse. We could be 0-2. Could be 0-2, and we're not.
We could be. And Gunn, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You seem good.
Yeah, no, bro. It's no big deal. We had to have one of these, you know?
It's football. It's not the end of the world.
Fuck. All right. How about we get like 8 fucking coaches out for COVID, 11 goddamn starters on D. I mean, they put the shit up and show you how many players are hurt. How much of our salary cap is that? Like, we got a bunch of fucking camp bodies running around. I'm not like mad at the Saints.
Our second positive spin of the night.
Not mad.
You might be a little disappointed, but you're not mad.
We only had one injury on the offensive line, though, right?
Yeah.
But as Jerry Jones so eloquently pointed out on one of the pregame shows today, when you have an injury and you move another guy over, now you fucked up two positions.
They fucked up more than two.
Let's start with the offensive line then, because I think that's where a lot of issues were today.
It was pretty fucking offensive.
Rock Martin, our best offensive lineman today. I think he's the only one that didn't have a penalty.
Mm. Yeah, how much of this do you think was just poor offensive line play or Carolina scheme?
Poor line play.
They don't block anything.
I don't think their defense coordinator is intelligent enough to out-scheme Sean Payton's offense. I think it's just poor execution, and that's it. It's poor execution.
Panthers do have a good defense. Panthers
do have a good defense.
They did use their entire draft last year on defense.
And you'd hope it'd work. And they picked the first defensive player in the draft this year. But it was truly horrific. So many, free pass rushes. Jameis got hit many times, couldn't get the run game going, and you saw from early on, it was literally what we did to the Packers, the Packers did to us. It was ugly.
Yeah, the ball control in the first half, like, it was even worse than that we did to the Packers last week. This week they did to us worse, just ball control. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't do a single goddamn thing on offense, and then with all the guys missing on defense,
for a split second we were in the game as well.
That stupid roughing the passer penalty that was not roughing the passer. I'm sorry, it just wasn't.
Yeah, as much as bad as tackled
him, the one where he tackled him around his legs.
Yeah. That was a regular old tackle. It was bullshit.
Probably a couple times where we could have kicked field goals when it's early enough in the game where points matter. And I think there was, because we had zero, there was pressure to try to get touchdowns. Where six extra points, this game's probably called a lot differently on offense and defense for us there at the end.
It's crazy. Like, we were still kind of in the game, but we played so poorly. Like, we got dominated. Like, this game should have been like 34-3, like, or 38-3, like we did to the Packers last week. That's what this outcome should have been. So at least we're able to keep it somewhat competitive. But this was just, I say it every year, once or twice a year, we have just a dud. And I know it's not an excuse, but clearly the three straight weeks on the road, the missing coaches, the missing players, it's not an excuse, but that shit matters. You know,
it does add up.
In the NFL, where the margin of victory and defeat is just so thin, to have all this against us, and I know we were all overconfident. We all thought we were going to win this week. And looking at reality of it, I mean, we should have known,
Divisional opponent on the road again.
Well, that's
missing
the thing.
Nine coaches, was it missing?
The Saints haven't been home for a month. The players haven't been home for a month. You know, this week has been coaches going down with COVID. You know, I know it was Michael Thomas and he's on the pop list, but players got COVID. All that takes its toll. And I just wonder whether mentally they were just completely exhausted.
So with all that being said, we have another road game next week. So is this going to be the same shit next week?
We're back in New Orleans, aren't we?
Probably.
No,
we're in New England next week.
We're not coming back till after the. No, we're not practicing here until after the New England game. But really,
there's no trash pickup. They can't go back to New Orleans. There's nobody to get the trash.
We were a dumpster today. I can promise you that.
Yeah. They're going up to New England early this week. Next week, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's what they say.
The thing that we're never going to be able to just guess about how big of a deal it was is the coaches missing, which is unprecedented. Now, if you had asked me how many offensive coaches are on the sideline during a game, I wouldn't have guessed 12. I don't know what I would have guessed, but it wouldn't have been 12. But if you tell me we're going to go from 12 to 5, I mean, essentially that's like saying, okay, you've got 11 offensive starters. You're now going to have 4 or 5. I mean, there's something that those guys.
I mean, they had Bushrod coaching the tight ends, helping coach the tight ends
all week. Never been a tight end clearly. Ian Book was the substitute. I mean,
come on.
And I mean, again, now how much of that is an excuse for the fact that the offensive line did not block on any plays whatsoever.
They were so bad. They were so bad.
Not for the running game or the passing game. Like,
nothing.
I wouldn't have ever fathomed us having that kind of offensive line game.
I mean, since they played well last week, even after losing McCoy, the line played well last week.
I mean, Kamara had 8 carries for 5 yards.
Well, him and Jones Jr. had 11 carries for 12 yards together.
Yeah, I mean
that's
awful. Yeah. It was rough. The whole way around, we sucked. We sucked. And look, the offensive line sucked. Jameis sucked too. Jameis sucked. Like, we all sucked.
And one thing that concerned me a little bit about Jameis, and I'm going to go back and watch again, unfortunately, but he didn't.
I'm not.
Last week, he had all the time in the world and looked amazing. Today, he had pressure and looked like hot trash.
But you know what? That happens with all quarterbacks. If you get pressure, even Drew Brees sucked with pressure.
I know it does, but
look at Rodgers last week.
There's times where, like, that first interception he threw, he should have just thrown it away.
I agree.
And we could have possibly gotten a field goal. 3 out of that.
Could have maybe gotten 3.
So you got to be smarter than that. Like, that looked like the old Jameis. And I know he's not the same quarterback. I understand that. I'm just saying what it looked like. And that second interception wasn't much better. I mean, he's fallen down on the ground and basically just threw it up in the middle of the field.
Well, but plus, like, at that too, like, we're so desperate, we're down, we know we're losing. Like, you got to try to. He tried to make hero plays. They were bad decisions. They were clearly.
He just seemed off all day. Like, the timing didn't seem there. He was kind of. You could see him like about to throw the ball and hesitate. And I don't know if it wasn't the receivers. I don't know if there was a space there.
Nope.
Where he could have gotten.
I think the receivers weren't open, just like last week. That's the thing that we heard about last week. Is that, I mean, where the receivers weren't open. And I bet you when you go back and, like, when the all 22 and all that stuff comes out, the receivers were not open. I think that's – we should have known that when the Kenny Stills signing came out of nowhere. And we're like, okay, this means in week one where we won, they're scared about something with the receivers. And, I mean, don't be surprised if there's more changes to the receivers this week.
We don't have any receivers.
Talk about receivers, James. Let's talk about wide receivers.
This is what I want. Okay. Come on.
This Kwon Baker.
Okay. Yeah, it's not Kwon Baker, it's James Baker.
He's still angry we don't have a Baker as a Saints wide receiver. But
the wide receiver core isn't the reason we lost this game. I'm not saying that whatsoever.
So then we don't talk about it because this is an instant reaction to the game.
But it didn't help. It didn't help the game.
We couldn't get open.
We couldn't get open for shit. And I can't believe the neglect that this team has
Michael
done
Thomas,
on the wide receiver.
Hang on, James. Raekwon Smith and Kenny Stills would
James,
not have
rude.
Made any difference.
James, don't be rude.
Shush.
Bullshit.
Okay. Not have made any difference
bullshit.
To getting
bullshit.
Open today.
I call bullshit, bullshit on that as
I
well.
Think Michael Thomas bullshit. Would have made a difference today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling, but James, you're outnumbered here.
No pressure. Jameis Winston had no time today to throw the ball. Not on any play did he have any time.
He climbed the pockets a few times.
There were a couple of times where he did, and there was nobody open. He had to run.
Exactly.
Again, look, we probably still would have lost. The offensive line plays
exactly.
so poorly.
Exactly. I'm not
You're
saying
correct.
It's the reason why. Yeah.
But we have no receivers. We have no
terrified.
Receivers.
Yeah.
There were times he at least had the opportunity. And I agree with James. The offensive line was terrible. I don't know. But I do know there were times he at least had a chance to, like, pump fake. And he clearly was not comfortable throwing the ball. I just think, again, and I don't know if it would have made a difference because it might have been Michael Thomas running slants. That might have been the only pass that we completed. But at least I think that could have happened. Now, I don't think that makes a difference in the game. The offensive line blocked so bad.
But if we could move the chains a little bit, we had like 3 first downs in the whole first half. We just got
two rushing attempts in the first half.
We couldn't do a thing. We could not do a thing.
And then, couldn't get off the field.
And that was the thing last week. We established the run game on the first drive.
The running game sets up the pass. You know, when you have the running game going, then you can obviously run play fakes. And then also, when you're down so quickly, you tend to abandon the run and try to pass the ball to score, you know, quicker. I mean, and then when the offensive line can't block and they know you're going to pass the ball, you know, they just pin their ears back and go.
I hate the fact that, you know, this is one of those games where after a quarter, you're like, they don't have it. This is one of those shit games. And you have to watch the rest of the way. But you know what the outcome is. Even when we got it close and we thought we had a chance, at the end of the day, I knew what the outcome was.
And I always thought maybe that was a Drew Brees thing. Like, he would just have, you know, like you said, would have a shit game. And you could tell right away that we just weren't going to win. But apparently it's a Sean Payton coach team thing.
We're clearly not the only NFL team that this happens to every year.
Oh, no,
it's your team and you watch it, it's hard. It's a hard watch.
It's like this. You and this sums up instant reaction. I like to look at a game. How many things did we have to cheer about? Like, how many individual plays made you cheer in this game? You had
Peyton Turner sack.
The Peyton Turner sack. Roach interception.
Block punt.
Block
field goal.
Field goal that led to shit. That led to nothing. Right. I mean, it's like I barely cheered for Jameis's touchdown because it was like, all right, let's go get two more. Come on. You know, that's great. Let's go. You know, like there was like four plays to cheer for in this whole fucking game.
Yeah.
Now,
it was rough.
As the positive, I know that we gave up a lot of yards on defense, but we only gave up 26 points. Now, yeah. I know, you know, and with having CJ GJ out, having
Lattimore
out, you know,
Davenport
out. I mean, Alexander. That's the
key. Onyemata. Yeah,
Quan Alexander. Onyemata. I mean,
yeah, holy shit. That is a lot of stuff.
That's a ton of players.
Knopson, whatever that other guy was.
Five people.
Tassin,
whatever.
So we were shorthanded starting the season without Thomas and Traquan. Five people who started last week didn't play this week. I mean, that's
right.
Definitely.
And we talked about that at the beginning of the season, that depth was going to be an issue if we start getting injuries. We've all talked about that. And it's showing now. Now, that's not necessarily explains the poor offensive line play, although McCoy was out. But back to my original point, to only give up 26 points and, you know, that last field, you know, whatever. It was really only 23. The defense was on the field a lot.
They were.
Yeah.
Should have been worse.
They were. You know, I do have one good thing to another good thing to take away from this game. We only held them to 89 yards rushing. We still have them, even without all the guys missing. We held them under 100 yards rushing. We are still a great run defense, regardless.
Great, you know, on run defense.
Right. You know, but yeah, having everybody missing in the secondary and getting no pass rush, it killed us in the passing game. But at least rushing wise, we held them again.
Yeah, I think Zach Bourne got targeted and really had an awful game to start off with, and he had to get pulled out. He really got. And is it me or the media now just trying to anoint Joe Brady as the
they showed him on camera the most I've ever seen an assistant coach get
on camera. Is this the new offensive genius that they're trying to force into a job next year potentially?
I spent a lot of time looking at his haircut, like he's got that high tight fade, you know. Like
the more we see LSU without him, maybe he is that great.
Yeah, potentially. But yeah, well, anything else on defense? Debo, any thoughts on him on his second start? I think I like his tackling.
They went after him a lot. I mean, and
he's got sticky coverage.
I don't think he had a bad game.
No, I think this is a guy we can definitely work with going forward.
But next week, if Lattimore's available and Chauncey's available, Debo is probably your third cornerback, because Roby will start alongside Lattimore, and that's
we've got Roby sack as well.
You know, that's a strong position to be in if then Adebo is your third or your fourth cornerback.
Has anyone got concerns about Cam Jordan still not getting home at the moment?
No, he almost had a sack tonight. He almost had the strip sack.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned. I mean, again, I think when we have the depth, when everybody's healthy and in there, he's okay. And hey, side note, Jason, did you know that Uncle Cracker was at your house?
No.
he walked in the back door and then went back out the back door.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Oh, God. Right.
So hey, I guess we have another cheery point from the game. At least you guys get to laugh at that. So congrats.
Oh, no. I have got a positive, another positive. Uh-oh. Gilligan, the punter again. Looks like we've just...
Oh, man.
Yeah, like we've just 30 yard punt in the fourth quarter, though.
Yeah, he shanked his last one horribly.
Did he? I turned off by then. At
that point, the whole team had given up anyway. So
yeah. It didn't matter.
Peyton Turner looked good. Yeah, I definitely saw stuff from him that was encouraging. He was great against the run, getting under blockers for being such a big guy to get down that low and be powerful.
Yeah.
And he did have some pressure. I think he had all the pressures except for the one that Cam Jordan had.
I was going to say that
Cam Jordan had one, and he was.
we didn't have many.
You got a bullshit roughing the passer wasn't his fault.
Yeah,
The rushing the passer move. Wasn't his fault, and he got called offsides. That wasn't his fault either because the left tackle.
Yeah, the guy did move.
Yeah, he definitely moved. And then there was a delay of game penalty on like one of the leg for that. Not that it mattered, but it was clearly delay of game. Didn't call it.
Yeah, clutching his jaws there. Obviously, officials
getting
there
roughing the on pass a call on McCaffrey for tripping him by his foot.
Yeah, so stupid.
That was bad.
I mean, the penalty was pretty bad. Again, it was just an all around bad day.
I think at the current rate, Christian McCaffrey will be dead within 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Why was he even still in the game late? That's no idea. Absurd to me.
They wonder why he breaks down every season.
He had 10 touches in the first quarter.
Crazy.
He had 30 last week. So it's not like, I mean, what he had this week is on par with what he's
doing. They're not learning, are they? But hey, let him do it. And Scott, how does it feel, Tiger's Den podcast, Terrence Marshall out there for the Panthers? Is he dead to you?
No. Why would he be dead to
him? Well, because he's playing for division rival.
Oh, he didn't draft himself. Saints should have drafted him anyway.
Yeah, you would have said that if he was playing for the... Yeah.
Maybe he would have been able to get open.
James, any comment on that? I'm glad, me and James had this conversation for a while about wide receivers, and I'm glad people are coming around. And it's his bench.
I feel dirty, like agreeing with Ben. Like something about that doesn't feel right. I need to go take a shower after this.
It is kind of nice to get one of these shitters out of the way early. You know, you kind of get your frustrations out early, and you reset yourselves a little bit.
Sucks that it's a divisional game against the Panthers, though.
It does.
If you go by James's record, there's only two more of these. If you go by my record, you've got 6 more of these. So take your pick.
Oh yeah, well that's something to be really cheerful about, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You just got
the team is shit, but as long as I'm right, it's okay.
Absolutely.
Classic Ben. Right?
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be right.
Just like my pick'ems this week.
That didn't get sent in.
That I forgot to send in. Yeah, near my draft box.
I mean, God, how do you not just? Did fucking send. How do you?
Because I'm driving.
Who had more fantasy points today, Kamara or Cristiano Ronaldo?
probably would have been Ronaldo. To be fair,
although if it's PPR, Kamara might have edged
him. Yeah, that first pick of Kamara in our draft for me was a great idea, wasn't it?
It's definitely a game that's hard to find what to blame it on because we're missing coaching. The offensive line was terrible. Receivers apparently looked like they weren't getting
open. Get open.
Yeah,
honestly,
it was a combination.
Kamara like had a couple of plays where he's been known for kind of fighting to stand up and fighting for yards. There was a couple of plays, including one where he stepped out of bounds where he wasn't giving his typical like kind of effort.
Well, I wonder. I mean, do you think it's strictly the players being like, all right, let's just get out of here healthy, or do you even think Peyton says, "Hey boys, look, this ain't our day. Let's just don't get hurt." I mean,
they had a bad body language. They had bad body language, bad movement on the field. You could tell it as early as the first quarter. It was a kind of like don't want to be here type of you can just feel it sometimes, you know.
You could see it.
Like this guy, like they it's fucking hot. They've been sleeping in a strange bed for 3 weeks. I mean, it's just
unorganized, all of it. I'm guessing that we're gonna hear that the coaching thing probably was a lot bigger than what that's unprecedented. Like I don't even know how to guess
that's almost like suspending your head coach for an entire season. It's a fucking unprecedented.
Why can't there be a COVID box up there that they're radioing down from? That like, oh, just stick those 7 coaches up there and they can radio down.
Or just get them on
TV. Yeah.
are they expected to be back next week? The coaches,
as long as they do two negative
tests.
Since most of them failed on Monday or Tuesday, they should be back by.
Especially since apparently they're all vaccinated, so it should be. Yep. I would imagine pretty quick turnaround.
How close is this game to getting rescheduled because of this? Was it ever in doubt?
It wouldn't have been
just because of coaches.
Players, they would just they said this year if you don't have enough players, it's a forfeit. They're not rescheduling any games. Wow. So that's not even an option.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll see that this season? Do you reckon?
I doubt it. Not with.
I mean, although I don't know, man. Whenever anybody travels to Florida.
The good news is I hope this was a wake-up call for us. I think another team can screw up. I hope this is a wake-up call for us as an entire team watching. I mean, I'd say that we're lucky that it was the coaching staff. We might as well have some players that got a week off too. I'm hoping that this is a wake-up call of, okay, this is serious, and even though nobody's sick or nobody's in danger of dying, we just lost a football game because we're
completely... Well, and I do wonder, you know, the whole new 17-game schedule thing, like, if there are guys that were questionable, I mean, I know it's just one game, but maybe in the past we might have tried to have them play, but now let's just, like, they're definitely playing the long game.
Well, I think Gardner Johnson was that. He came out and warmed up
with
the coaches.
Did you see Gardner Johnson talking shit to J.C. Horn at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
They got into it. I would love to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm. But no, that's it. We should hopefully have Lattimore back next week. We should hopefully have
he's up Gardner on the Johnson back. We don't know that that's going to happen.
Well, he was a game time decision today, so I'm
that doesn't mean he'll be back next week.
I'm hoping.
Well, at least as long as we get CJGJ back.
Yeah.
You know.
Will it matter if our line can't block?
No.
How long is McCoy?
And our receivers can't get over. He's on IR.
Yeah.
He's on IR, isn't
he? McCoy is going to come back with Onyemata and Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
That's how long he's out.
And Quan.
Yep. And Davenport. Yeah. We're going to get all those dudes back in week six. So we can just get to week six at 500. That's what we got.
So when we play Seattle,
only one of them plays offensive line.
No.
Yeah.
McCoy does.
So when we get to Seattle,
only one.
We're going to go. We should be more Seattle in week seven.
Right.
So Monday night football game, we'll have 8 days rest.
So
we'll have a bye week before that.
So 15 days rest.
Yeah. So before the end of the show, we'll do the Dome Patrol headlines going around the room. James, what is your headline from this game? Oh,
you need to give me more time to think about it than that. I forgot.
Well, you knew we were doing it.
No, I didn't, because you didn't say it beforehand. So
I said that we're doing it every week from now on.
You didn't remind me at the start of the show. You didn't remind me at the start of the show.
I reminded you that a wide receiver.
I can give you the headline right now.
Go on in.
Pounded. You know, because Carolina's keep pounding.
Our headline is pounding.
Pounded.
Keep pounding.
Our headline is pounded.
Okay, it sounds like listen to Billy Gunn on Radio X there or something.
I mean,
pounding. Keep pounding.
That's the headline.
Keep pounding, Panthers. Keep pounding, Panthers.
Sounds like Ben.
I got a headline for you, Ben.
Go on, Gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now bring you one of the greatest virtuosos of our time.
I had this boring ass fucking Panthers podcast on my podcast this week. And these cocksuckers, in the midst of the game, start fucking tweeting me. You know what? I had the Panthers. You know what? I had the Packers fan on week one, and we're fucking sodomizing the Packers. I didn't go, hey, Packers fan. Ha 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 ha. I didn't do that because I'm fucking class, because I have fucking class, and we know how to win. These fucking losers. Hey, here's your headline. I'm glad I'm not a Panthers fan. Kiss my fucking ass. Y'all fucking lame ass. Keep pounding. Keep pounding. Keep pounding. It's like something you'd hear in a fucking porn when you're on the receiving end. Panthers. Fuck this. I'm done. I got to go eat some chicken wings.
That's Benny Gunn for you.
And he dropped off. And he's done.
And he's done. Okay.
That just reminded me of Rex Ryan. Let's go get a goddamn snack.
Okay.
I got a headline.
Wes, your headline to beat that?
Yeah, I just agree with him.
Yeah. What Gunn said.
I got a headline.
Go on in.
James Baker thinks we lost because of the wide receivers.
Quote.
James There's Baker my headline. Lost.
O-line has more holes than Swiss cheese.
Another cheese? Is that two cheese headlines in a row?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Last week was something with Jeopardy. I don't know.
But yeah, right.
One Matt rule to rule us all.
Oh no! The
headline: Uncle Cracker depressed as Saints lose.
do you think we should really do a welfare check on Gunn in a minute?
He's eating his fucking chicken wings.
He's going for some chicken wings.
No.
He's eating his chicken wings.
I mean, when you consumed as much TAC as him, you need some wings.
Yeah.
he thought Panthers fans are assholes. I've got to break it to him. He's got to have a Patriots fan on his podcast.
Ooh. I know. He's not doing it anymore.
From Boston.
He's done with it, he said. He said, fuck making friends. That was a quote. Fuck making new friends.
All right. Anything else for anyone in your final
Jason,
thoughts?
Did you have a headline?
I was the first one to give
you
a head.
He said pounded.
Okay, right. Yeah. Or should I say O-line pounded? Yeah. Either way, team go. Pounded.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, James, about the wide receivers?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Coaches we'll catch everything. Wide receivers catch nothing.
Yes! I like that. That I'm very gun wins it for me this week, just. But that is a very close second. That is a very close second. Right. So, oh God, what a awful evening. But hey, we go again next week. So that's all the show we have for you right now. I want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including this one, the 2-Point Conversion, the Dome Patrol main show, the BSN Beer podcast with Wes, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, and Taking You Over with Billy Gunn. What you can tell from that was it's quite an interesting listen, and the Tigers Den with Scott. You can follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, BSN Beer Media, at Taking You Over, at Tiger_podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook and Twitch for live streams. I believe we will be doing some more live streams coming up. I think Jeff's got something in the works, but it's knowing Jeff, so it probably won't work for a while. And you can always listen to us the old-fashioned way. Go to the Dome Patrol podcast.
There I can.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, undefeated donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation. I can make you cry. We'll be right back.